whomever it is that hears this podcast, wherever it is that they live, hunger lives there too. Even the richest, most affluent county in the United States has people facing food insecurity in it, all the way to the poorest or least affluent. There is not one county or parish in the whole United States of America, not one, where there's not an issue with food insecurity, not one. And people don't tend to think of hunger in that way. They don't tend to think about their neighbors as potentially fighting or struggling with hunger. The good news about it, though, if there is any good news, is we can solve this. We can do something about it.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix, a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. Deirdre lives in Florida, where she looks after her three-year-old son with special needs. Every day she struggles to provide food for him while caring for him full-time. With her local food pantry, Deirdre can provide healthy food for her family and herself. She is one of more than 37 million people in the United States who struggle with hunger. Millions of people cannot afford food because of underemployment, stagnant wages, and the rising cost of living. That's why organizations like Feeding America are so important. Claire Babineau-Fontenay is the Chief Executive Officer of Feeding America. She has a special story to share in how she came to lead the organization, which provides millions of Americans every year with the food they need to survive. Here, she'll share her journey and work Feeding America and why hunger is an issue for all of us to solve. When we think of celebrating the holidays, we normally think about food. But preparing a special family meal can be impossible for millions of Americans who simply cannot afford food. Hunger simply doesn't take a break for the holidays. Feeding America is a nationwide network of 200 member food banks that work to feed millions of families in the United States. It's the largest domestic hunger relief organization and the second largest charity in the United States. The organization is led by Chief Executive Officer Claire Babineau-Fontenay, who oversees the provision of more than 4 billion meals to more than 40 million people across the United States and supports programs that improve food security.
My journey with this particular organization started in childhood. I am one of 108 children through birth, adoption, and foster care. And the whole journey began when my mother was pregnant with me and she learned about two little kids in a neighboring town who were suffering from neglect and abuse. While my dad was away at work, she brought him home. His family doubled that day. And I don't think either of them ever imagined exactly where that journey was going to lead them. But over the years, because of that, I was able to witness firsthand hunger here in America. I saw the impact that a lack of access to nutritious food had on frail young bodies and spirits. And I also got a chance to see the restorative power of nutritious food.
At any one time, Claire was one of 16 children growing up in her household. Claire's unique childhood taught her about the transformative power of food, and it's out of this experience that she developed a passion for the work she does today.
I witnessed members of my family be transformed by a combination of inputs, and food was certainly a very important part of what they received in our home. So Feeding America, as it turns out, at the time when I was born, the organization had not yet gotten started, but just a few years later, our founder, he had just moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and he realized that there was this odd paradox going on in Phoenix. He saw that there was a growing number of people in the area who were homeless and in need of food, and he watched as perfectly edible food was being thrown away. So he decided he was going to do something about it. And he started the very first food bank ever. It's called St. Mary's, and it still exists to this day in Phoenix, Arizona. Out of his work, there were different iterations, and they named this network of food banks America's Second Harvest. When I became familiar with the organization, that was the name. It was called America's Second Harvest. And as you might imagine, when you have a mom and dad who have the kind of capacity for care that mine did, and my mother has since passed, my father is 81 years young, still living in our hometown of Opelousas, Louisiana. But as you might imagine, people with their capacity for giving and for service would know where the needs were in the community, and they did. So America's Second Harvest actually partnered with my parents from when I was little, and they would come to our home and provide foods there where other members of the community in need would come to our home and pick that food up. I like to think about it as my family home, childhood home, became a distribution center for America's Second Harvest. So I've known about hunger my whole life. I've understood how fundamentally important it is, and I've seen the power of great people like my parents and doing something about it. And I've also seen the power of Second Harvest and now Feeding America in doing something about it too. So I'm excited that while it took me 55 years to get here, I'm really pleased that I finally have arrived on the front lines of this work.
In the United States, currently 1 in 9 people struggle with hunger. Losing a job, having to pay for your car to get fixed, or unexpected medical bills are just everyday occurrences that can force families to have to make a choice between buying food and paying the bills. Working families across America face countless situations that can result in food insecurity and hunger. That's why many working families, including thousands of households who don't qualify for federal nutrition assistance, depend on the Feeding America network of food banks to help make ends meet during difficult times.
So whomever it is that hears this podcast, wherever it is that they live, hunger lives there too. Even the richest, most affluent county in the United States has people facing food insecurity in it, all the way to the poorest or least affluent. There is not one county or parish in the whole United States of America, not one, where there's not an issue with food insecurity, not one. And people don't tend to think of hunger in that way. They don't tend to think about their neighbors as potentially fighting or struggling with hunger. In many households, the way that parents convinced their picky eaters to eat their food was to talk about some child that's hungry on some distant shore. There was this paradox. So in this country, with so much, there's so much hunger. Not counting household waste, for instance, this country throws away 72 billion pounds of perfectly edible food every year. And 37 million people are considered food insecure, according to the USDA. What a paradox. The good news about it, though, if there is any good news, is we can solve this. We can do something about it. We can match that food so that it's not wasted. It doesn't go to landfills. We can, and our organization, in fact, Feeding America, many wouldn't know that we are the largest food waste recovery organization in the United States as well. We recover approaching 4 billion pounds of food that we recover that would presumably go to landfills, but for our interventions every year, and we're positioned to do more. And I'm convicted and passionate about being a part of the change.
It's a simple fact. A child's future depends on getting enough food to eat. But in America, 1 in 7 children may not know where they'll get their next meal. For the 11 million children in the United States facing hunger, getting the energy they need to learn and grow can be a daily challenge. Children who don't get enough to eat, especially during their first 3 years, begin life at a serious disadvantage. When they're hungry, children are more likely to be hospitalized, and they face higher risks of health conditions like anemia and asthma. As they grow up, kids struggling to get enough to eat are more likely to have problems in school and other social situations. A lack of food has a ripple effect, touching every aspect of people's lives. And this is why Claire says it's an issue everyone should care about.
I've encountered people who've helped me understand that hunger is not the issue that they feel most connected to. So I will usually ask them, so tell me which issue do you feel most connected to? And among them, some people will say, I'm really convicted or I'm really passionate about education. Oh, okay, well, then you should definitely care about hunger because it has been conclusively established for a very long time that, as an example, a child who does not have consistent access to a certain amount of nutrition within the first 1,000 days of his or her life are far more likely to struggle with some serious challenges, both in their educational and physiological development and behavioral development throughout the course of their lives. But it's critically important to education. We've shown, it has been firmly established through data, that children who receive breakfast at school or breakfast before school, that they do better in school and throughout the course of their educational lives. If you care about education, you should absolutely care about hunger. If you care about, let's say, medicine, the most significant challenges confronting this country from a medical perspective, most of the chronic diseases that result in death in this country and significant issues around quality of living, food is actually a part of the prescription for healing in that space. And food is part of the challenge that led to that particular chronic disease. Inside of the Feeding America Network, we've been able to establish through random control studies that some of the people who have relied upon us for food, we've been able to partner with medical professionals and some of those neighbors that we serve and provide an array of nutritious food consistent with a plan prescribed by their doctors. And we've seen significant impact, positive impact in their medical outcomes. So people who care about access to medical health and well-being should care about hunger. Let me add one last one. Fiscal responsibility and fiscal concerns. Food insecurity is a very costly issue for this country, a very costly issue. No matter what it is that you care deeply about, if you care about people, you should care about hunger. A lack of access to nutritious food impacts just about everything that it means to have a full life in this country.
Ending hunger is going to take all of us. That's why organizations like Feeding America are so important, because they not only provide people with access to food, they also provide an opportunity for everyone to get involved. Here, Claire shares how you can play your part in ending hunger.
I'd like people to find their nearest food bank. I mentioned that there's hunger in every county and parish in this country. Well, one of the things I'm proudest of is the fact that there's a food bank serving every county and parish in this country as well. So I encourage people, you can go to www.feedingamerica.org. and you can locate the food bank nearest you. I encourage you, find a food bank that's serving your community and reach out to that food bank and ask how you can help. I also encourage that people educate themselves. Also on our website, they can find lots of information, specific statistics around where the key challenges are. And we try to provide a platform that also helps people understand how it is that they can be a part of the solution. So going out to the website, they should also find ways to educate themselves. And then I encourage them to advocate. There's this expression that I've heard before, which is, when you know better, you do better. I hope so. So as your listeners educate themselves, understand the challenges more keenly, my desire would be that they do something to be a part of the solutions for people facing hunger. These are the most vulnerable members of our society. In my view, a society and the civility of a society, I think, is best defined by how it is that we treat those people who need a hand. This is an opportunity through this podcast and through the engagement of the listeners. This is an opportunity for them to help define that in ways that they can be proud of.
One of of the great things about this podcast is the opportunity it gives me each week to speak with so many incredible women leaders who are tackling the inequalities that so many of us struggle with. Claire's story is deeply personal and remarkable, and it's something that everyone can contribute to. So as the holiday season begins, please think about how you can support your local food bank, wherever you might live. Thank you for tuning into our episode today. If you're interested in partnering with us or being a guest on the show, then please reach out through our website, thefixpodcast.org. You can also sign up to our weekly newsletter and contribute your story there. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you all again next week.